Razorback football returns to Fayetteville Saturday, and new this year, the University of Arkansas's Eleanor Mann School of Nursing will begin providing services for breastfeeding mothers. In partnership with the University of Arkansas Athletic Department, the School of Nursing will set up the Tiny Tusks Breastfeeding and Infant Support Center tent a couple of hours before each home game in the north end zone. Last week, Allison Scott, assistant professor in the School of Nursing, came to Studio 123 to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new initiative. Scott says she's been working on this idea for a few years now.
Back in early 2016, I attended a conference, and Auburn University presented a very short presentation on Tiny Tigers, and it was a breastfeeding tent that they had initiated and had only done a couple of games the first year that they initiated this, and it was through the nursing department in conjunction with their athletics and a couple of hospitals. And I thought, what a novel idea. This is great. And then started really investigating what are options for breastfeeding moms who want to attend games, and really started delving into that further in 2017-18. And found that it was very much problematic. It was a huge problem for them. Most, and what Auburn found out when they did a survey, was most moms would go to their car and pump or feed the baby. Or another problem is once in SEC, the rules are once you enter the stadium, you cannot go out of the stadium and return. So that's a problem. They can't go to their car, pump, or feed, and then come back into the stadium. So there really needed to be a solution, and I started trying to come up with ideas to fund a similar project. So eventually, the Women's Giving Circle call for submissions came out, and I read the criteria and thought, this is perfect. It is a community support outreach project that fits the criteria, and the purpose of the tent is to provide mothers with a clean, private space to nurse or pump. It also provides them a space to change their baby, which the family bathrooms have a changing table. But what I found in attending the games last year in the north end zone was that bathroom is very busy. it's not easy to get into. So I met with athletics initially and got an approval to proceed with the grant, and we received the grant from Women's Giving Circle, which we're extremely grateful. And I say we, I did not do this alone. Dr. Kelly Johnson, Val Johnson, sorry, she is a
creator,
researcher, and creator of this project. So we've been working with athletics for almost a year now, and really excited to see this come about.
And how much was the grant?
The grant was about $9,500. So that funds all of the things that we need to get this started, the tent, the chairs for the moms, the ottoman, the changing table, the table to put things, the side table, and fans, and so on and so forth. So this is intended to provide a private space for the moms, but it's also a space they can bring their older children, their toddlers, preschoolers. Our nursing students will be involved and have face painting and some little activities for them to do to keep them busy while mom either pumps or feeds her infant. Also, it's a way to get our nursing students involved, and it involves our undergraduate nursing students who are in their final semester completing their community clinical. And they will provide some education as far as infant child topics. So such as the first one will focus on hydration because it's going to be very hot on August 31st.
So themes for each game, I guess, kind of? Is there like a theme?
Yes, there'll be a theme and we'll just build on that.
So hydration makes
it's
sense.
Not like we won't have hydration later, but we'll build on that and we'll do some safe sleep and some car seat safety and introduction of solid foods and what are some great choices you can feed your child as they become accustomed to regular foods and so on and so forth. So we're combining community service with our undergraduate nursing students and hoping that they learn some things out of this as well and promote a positive attitude for breastfeeding, especially in a public setting.
And we should say that by law, you are allowed to breastfeed in public. This is just another opportunity or another option for someone who maybe wants a little more privacy.
Yes, absolutely. This is not you have to use this tent to breastfeed your baby at Razorback Stadium. It is an option for you. And in addition to the tent, they've also created a lactation space in the south end zone. So both end zones will have an option. They've converted a family bathroom into a lactation room, which is awesome. So moms who are way far away from the north end zone will have that option of using that. It just will not have the education piece provided by our students. The women who are coming to utilize our tent and either pump or breastfeed their babies, we do have a special gift for them. So we have clear bags with our logo on them that they will receive after they've used the tent.
The tent itself will be in the north end zone. How early does it open?
It will open 2 hours prior to game time. So on the 31st, it'll open at 1.
And then how long does it stay open? Does it stay through the duration of the game?
It will close the end of the third quarter. So we'll be kind of packing things up at the very end of the third quarter. But hopefully at that point you're almost to the end of the game. So, and we will have water available, certainly, especially those first few games that are very hot.
We've talked a little bit about how it's beneficial for breastfeeding mothers, but how is this beneficial for the students who will be getting, I guess, hands-on experience?
Yes. So there will be a lactation consultant present at the games. This season, it will probably be me most of the time. There actually will be another one present at many of the games. And any just general questions that moms have, we'll be able to answer those. And we will have some educational materials on pumping and storage of milk and things that are very pertinent for breastfeeding moms. So hopefully the students that participate in this will enhance their knowledge of helping breastfeeding moms, especially pumping moms and moms in a public setting. So the main thing that I want them to get out of this is what are options for managing breastfeeding in public. Unfortunately, in the United States, that is not an accepted thing in our culture, which is not the case for many countries, but it is for ours. And we want to promote that. So nurses who will be taking care of babies and mamas in the future that have a positive attitude can really affect the attitude and general culture of that, hopefully.
I imagine if you have been working on this for a while, you probably have bigger dreams for this as well. Would you like to see this expand in the future to maybe other sports or other locations or something like that?
We would, certainly. And that is exactly actually what happened at Auburn. It was very well accepted, and they have expanded it to other sports. Gymnastics was one. And one thing I do want to say is the University of Arkansas is really moving in the right direction in this, and they are and have established some designated lactation spaces just in the last year for some of those particular, like Bud Walton and some of those venues. So definitely we're moving in the right direction. My hope is in a year to have a Mama V, which is one of the pods that you often will see like in an airport. It's actually portable. You can transport it if you needed to. But my goal would to be to have at least one of those in a year and hopefully another one in another year. And that's actually what Auburn has done. They have two pods in addition to their tent now. And they still have a space outside, a tent outside, and the spaces inside. Mm-hmm. They've utilized their first aid stations a lot, but that's honestly not ideal to use your first aid stations. It's it ideally should be a designated space that it's only used for lactation.
Well, congratulations on the project, and thank you so much for telling us more about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Allison Scott, assistant professor in the Eleanor Mann School of Nursing at the University of Arkansas. Scott, who spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week, says as far as she knows, Arkansas is only the second school in the SEC to offer such a program. More information about the initiative is available at facebook.com/tinytuskbreastfeedingtent.